Pop stars, race, buttocks, feminism, music videos, and trophies from MTV. From such ingredients comes a stinging critique of American culture. Or is it just a narcissistic slap fight over award shows and who deserves the center of attention? In any case, it's Nicki Minaj versus Taylor Swift.
This one is for my bitches with a fat ass. You out here looking so ungrateful. I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. Leaning funny, rumors fly, and I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends.
To help us resolve the meaning of all of this, our pal Latoya Peterson is here. She's owner of the website rachelicious.com and editor-at-large at Fusion. Latoya, remind us of how this dispute burst into full view. And then, if you get that question right, your bonus question is, why should we care?
And it's a very good question, very good question. So like so many celebrity feuds these days, it started on Twitter. After the VMAs, Nicki Minaj was tweeting kind of about what she saw and what I think is very true about the inequalities that happen in award shows, where essentially I think the tweet started out with her pointing out that her video would have been much better received, her two videos for Anaconda and for Feeling Myself, if it was a different type of woman that was featured, if it was a different type of body type. In particular, I think she said skinny women. Nowhere in this does she ever mention Taylor Swift, but Taylor Swift, who herself is very, very slender and I think has gotten a lot of internet love for being very skinny. And so she decided that Nicki Minaj was talking about her and sent over this tweet that was like, you know, why are you dividing women? You know, I've always supported you. Like, maybe one of the men took your spot. And Nicki was like, no. Like, what are you talking about? What is happening? The story was spun into this, like, epic beef, Nicki Minaj versus Taylor Swift. And it became kind of about the fight between two pop stars and not at all about the substance of what Nicki was tweeting, which is about kind of racial inequality in the way in which videos are evaluated and judged as good.
All right. Let me ask you a couple of questions. And I mean, first of all, how do you evaluate a video anyway? I mean, what's the difference between being nominated for best video versus, as Nicki Minaj was, being nominated for best hip hop video? And in at least one other category as well, she was nominated.
A lot of things, actually. So one, best video overall, right, is definitely a mainstream designation. It's very easy for particularly artists of color to get stuck into like the hip hop box or just like, oh, this is really, really significant in hip hop culture. When in fact, hip hop culture is pop culture. I think we've seen this not only in the United States, but globally. When it comes to the more, I think, conservative taste of the Academy, they're generally not willing to look at, not just the Academy, but also MTV. They're not willing to look at certain types of artists outside of their box, right? And looking at the whole that they're making to the contribution of the music industry, but rather, okay, well, Nicki's doing hip hop, this is it. But Taylor, you know, she's selling so much, it's a big deal, and therefore she is a mainstream artist and she gets to be the person for the overall video of the year. And so being locked out of these categories actually has a huge impact on their bottom line.
But let's just say Nicki Minaj is doing just fine in terms of her sales and in terms of her profile, right?
Well, yes and no. So Nicki Minaj has a very loyal fan base and a lot of people who love her. But she hasn't reached the kind of like mainstream endorsement level, long-term career level that someone like Taylor Swift has, right?
Is that because she's skinny or is that because Taylor Swift is doing mainstream pop and Nicki Minaj is deliberately doing a kind of challenging, sort of in-your-face style? I mean, Anaconda, let's just say, was about buttocks.
I mean, there's a reason why Francesca Remsey in her video, you know, S White Girls Say to Black Girls, had a Nicki Minaj moment in there because people love singing along to Nicki Minaj songs. You know, you want to talk about Anaconda, but then like last summer or two summers ago, that hit was Boom 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 Bass. And that's a pop song, right? But it's not seen as the same. And I think that was Nicki's ultimate point, that bodies are seen as very, very different types of things. If Taylor Swift were to sing the same, to do the same lyrics, or actually more appropriately, probably Miley Cyrus, the reception would be totally different than it is for Nicki Minaj. And she's aware of that on some level, particularly moving through the music industry.
All right, now,
interestingly enough, so is Katy Perry, who tweeted, you know, her support for Nicki Minaj.
And that's I mean, I don't know what to make of that necessarily. I think that, you know, there's certainly all kinds of rivalries for all sorts of reasons within pop music. And I can totally, you know, accept the point that Nicki Minaj feels that black women aren't recognized in the pop music canon in the same way as their white counterparts are. I mean, she tweeted, "If your video celebrates women with slim bodies, you will be nominated for Video of the Year. Black women influence pop culture so much but are rarely rewarded for it." Now, she can have that feeling, but how do you explain Beyonce? How do you explain all of the stars in Motown? I mean, I think we have a problem with race in America. I just don't know if it's in this particular place.
Well, I think one of the interesting things when you look at particularly music history is you see how a lot of these black artists people love and enjoy never really truly enjoyed the same level of success. They had the same level of name recognition. But when you look behind, you know, the particularly the finances of it, they didn't have the same money. They were a lot of times were being exploited by their managers. They weren't booked for these top shows in the same way other people were. Like, for example, people talk all the time about how, like, you know, amazing Taylor Swift sales were. But who tweeted like last week, the top selling artist of all time, the top selling artist in the according to the RIAA, it's Rihanna.
LaToya Peterson is owner of the website Racialicious.com and editor-at-large at Fusion.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.